coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
Maybe that Sequit is like, finally, I'm free from the hive mind, and it's just going to like chill. Like, he's going to open a bank account. He's going to like go to the movies.
This is great. I like it.
So that Sequit is like Shakespeare.
From all my cousins. Yeah, he's the new Shakespeare. He's
like, maybe the immortal and Sequit Russ Livingston, they go to Bermuda together.
Oh, like I would watch they that spend buddy, their buddy cop comedy.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Break Room After Show. Every relationship on Invincible this season is on the rocks. And did Alan and Mark discover the big secret? Time to stop the Viltrumites? And why is Rex Blood still alive? Also, I would like to issue an apology to Rex Blood.
You're on board?
The second that started and he got shot in the face, I felt so bad. And all I could
Wait, how do you feel bad?
Because he thinks he willed it into being.
I did.
Hey, listen, I was watching it and I jumped. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't wanna get f***ing shot in the head.
Sitting up in a teacup, listen.
I felt bad. I did feel bad.
It was gruesome.
I felt bad. I willed that into existence. Anyways, I'm Brandon Barrick, and joining me today, she doesn't produce the enzymes that allow her to break down solid foods. It's Gina Ippolito.
I have Brandon spit it into my mouth.
I don't have to spit
it. Yo!
I could chew it and put it on a plate.
Already, Jesus! Yes!
And he creates a dome of safety with his body to protect both Gina and I. It's Jay Washington.
While Brandon spits in a mouth with food. Yes.
We're all contributing something.
Poor Evan. Poor Evan's in the chat. That's not there. Hey, today we are talking about Invincible Season 2, Episode 6. Before we get to some of our post-episode questions, Jay, kick us off with a little recap of what happened this episode.
This recap will be under 500 words. Look, the Guardians had some close calls with the space team, narrowly victorious. Look, it was about to go down,
yeah,
okay?
I was worried.
Could you imagine if Rudy and Eve had been the hive mind? Look, Rudy deserved to die, quite honestly.
Okay.
I mean, Rudy was, he froze up. He ain't worth goodness in that body. Rudy is useless as a human.
Yeah.
Also, I have some notes as a boyfriend for him.
He is a terrible boyfriend, but anyway.
They're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
That's the worst combination happening, but a win is a win. For the team in space.
Right.
And the Immortal accepts Mark as a team member because he realized, oh, yeah, you are kind of better than me. Which it hurt him when he had to realize. It was like, damn it. You saw it on his face.
He's like, your dad shot me in half and now you're outpacing me?
When told him, he said, hey, bro, listen, I am faster than you and stronger than you and you know it.
He's been the fastest, strongest guy in the world.
Since the 1800s.
For more than that. Was it?
We saw him as Lincoln, so he's been around since.
He's been top dog for a long time. His girl's dead. This little boy is better than him.
He was having multiple orgies in happiness and it's gone.
Look, he's never going to find that again.
You'll never find that again. Look, they free Russ and even get Shapesmith out of the death penalty by pulling some Captain Marvel moves. By the way, let me tell you something. Hey, he'd have just had to go. Hey, listen, they was like, Martians was like, hey, he got to suffer for his crimes. What's the penalty? Death. Be blessed, fam. And he just leaves.
I do appreciate the callback, though, of Mark always leaves, the Martians running away doing something terrible.
Now, the Earth team is not as lucky. I don't even know if you want to say that. Because Rex manages to come back to life after being shot in the head. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know about none of y'all, but when I was watching that, and I was like, oh, you remember when last after the show with the recap, we all were like, it's probably not going to happen. Cecil better send some people last second, make the save. Oh, all of a sudden you see Rex talking shit and then just bow like, oh God.
I know they even close up on the trigger.
Yeah. On the trigger.
And you were like, someone's going to burst the door open.
Right.
I appreciate that they didn't. I appreciate that it was like, oh, he's not going to do, bang, and then just blood spurting everywhere.
I'm so sorry, Rex. I'm so
sorry. Brandon did it to you, Rex. Come for him.
Now, don't you apologize to him. Look, Lizard King, he was that dude for that moment.
Yeah.
For that moment, he felt good. Mm-hmm. But also, you found out this shrinking ray actually ain't dead. Like, I don't know what she did. She shrink even further?
Yeah, I the way I took it is like, she was trying to grow. She's getting crushed.
Uh-huh.
She probably feels that happening and shrinks down, but she's still very injured.
I think she's got some internal injuries.
Oh, yeah.
But she probably managed to get real small and hide in the colon.
Right.
She hide in his ass. Anyway, Duplicate is confirmed dead. Yeah. Hella dead. She is gone.
With like 80 body bags.
Yeah.
Yo, they was just out here like, hey, we ain't got no more bags. So y'all got to double up a couple of these bodies. Real quick,
got enough pack.
By the way, that means every time she dies, those bodies are just there.
They don't disappear.
Hey, listen, you gotta go. Hey, we put 8 and 16 in the same bag, okay? Don't put 9 and 5 together. And the immortal is messed up about it, as we said, because why he lost the great, listen. Mon Shumpert found that out when he got done by Teyana Taylor. He won't have those beautiful threesomes no more. Duplicate was giving him all of what Rex used to have in the shower. But now the immortal, who's been living a life of solitude, who's been by himself, was getting broke off. And he an old white dude that has an Asian fetish. You know he does, so it was happy for him. So listen, he ain't happy. He's sad.
He's very sad. He's very sad.
Brandon? How do you feel about your favorite character surviving? How do you feel about Rex Fox?
I feel really bad, and I think he's going to be a better dude now. I think that brain injury is going to help him out a little bit.
Brandon is every woman who hopes a man will change.
Yeah. I can fix him. Rex, I can fix you.
Brandon is AD on Love is Blind Season 6.
Okay. I look exactly like Megan Fox.
Okay, under 500 words. Under 500 words. Listen, Debbie doubles down on taking care of Oliver. She gives him the name Oliver after her grandfather.
Her dad, I assume, right?
Yeah, her dad. I don't think she would name it after Nolan's dad.
I don't even know Nolan's daddy's name.
I was worried she was going to name him Nolan. I was like, this is going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
You underestimate her. And she wants to do it without Cecil's help. He wants that baby. He wants to train that baby up.
Yeah.
But ultimately decides to hire a very honest babysitter named April.
Shouts out April came to the door. She was like, after the first babysitter left, she was like, you can get up out of here.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was a ruse, though, that Cecil was like, here's what you have to do to get her trust.
I think this is a double ruse. Where it's like, might be brutally honest. You're the boss, ma'am.
I think Cecil sent in that Mrs. Doubtfire woman at first, or like the German woman, and she was like, please, you're
hello, clean. I am Olga. I watch Baby. I watch Purple Baby.
I am Jump. I was like, too, this could be like not Cecil. And I'm waiting for like Cecil to show up and be like, we have no idea who that woman is.
Oh.
And she's like actually like a, there's gotta be
different agencies.
There's gotta be a global defense agency for like other countries.
Yes.
Yeah, or it's some or it's some character you forgot about, like the Mahler twins.
Did
something.
You see who was voicing April?
No.
It's Calista Flockhart.
Oh, yeah, the voice of April.
I saw she was in the credits. I was like, what voice was she? I was like, okay.
Harrison Ford let her out of the house.
That baby's gonna start to dance.
Yeah. She had to get out of the house.
That's an Ally McBeal reference for all you youngsters.
Love Ally
McBeal. Amber and Mark struggle to reconnect after all the time they spent apart, but instead of having an open conversation about their problems like adults, they talk to Eve and Art, the tailor for the superheroes, respectively, and they both say, why are you talking to me? Talk to your partner.
Why y'all not getting it on? I'm not understanding this.
They're young kids. They're
that's the reason.
They're not even 21
listen,
yet.
Listen, she needs to dump him. I'm sorry, but she needs to just be like, I know you can't make me a priority over the world, but I want to be someone's priority.
But don't you see the moral quandary of like and of being like this guy? I'm dumping him because he's like saving the world.
No, she's a good person. She's dumping him because she wants to be in a relationship where she's the priority. Don't put it on that. That's not no. Plus she's gonna graduate and then she's gonna be like, man, I spent all the last 4 years not going to parties and getting my fuck on.
Yeah, it's true.
After talking with Art, Mark is given his father's sci-fi novels. Yeah. That plot point came back.
Yeah.
And while reading them, he has a hunch that this might be a message from his father about things that can defeat the Viltrumites.
Because remember, Mark only thought about the travel guides. He didn't. He was like, nobody cares about those sci-fi
novels. Right, they weren't at the library.
He was like, I don't care. It's the travel guides. That's all he made. Because those are what made the money. Remember, the sci-fi novels never sold.
Of course he's going to put all the secrets in the lesser-known books. Yeah. That's what you got
to
do.
Visit Paris, France, where you might be able to destroy a Viltrumite. What?
Get the baguettes.
The perfect place to get a croissant and also a Viltrumite.
Yeah, I love a fresh baguette, but if it was shoved up my ass, it might kill me. Wink, wink, wink.
That would be a really...
What if Viltrumite have a gluten intolerance?
I thought you were going to say, like, that's their one vulnerable spot.
Their anus?
That could be.
Listen,
Has anyone checked?
It's my one vulnerable spot. Mm. He shares his knowledge with Alan, who arrives on Earth after a brief skirmish with the immortal, who fights Alan because he... depressed?
Everyone's depressed.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Again, losing out.
He needed to just listen for a second, but he clearly wanted a fight. Right. He went up there thinking it was going to be Nolan. He was like, I'm going to kill this guy. I don't know who he is. And this guy was like, whoa, I'm not your enemy. And he was like, I'm going to kill you anyway because my girlfriend died.
And I'm useless.
First of all, if you are an old, horny white man, you're going to go kill something, okay? That's what the immortal was. You were old, horny, lonely.
Listen, yeah. The immortal was president once. He can be president again. Yeah.
I mean, technically.
And he's just going to be like, I'm sad about my girlfriend, so I'm invading this country for WMDs.
Yeah.
Boy, don't that sound like real life?
Anyway, he needs a vacation whether he likes it or not. Yeah. So he's going to force him on a vacation to France.
Yeah, how do you force the immortal on vacation? Hey, go take some time off.
Like, I'd assume the mortal's been everywhere at this point. Like,
what if he hasn't?
He seems like he's addicted to his work. Yeah. What he needs to do is just he needs to take Eat, Pray, Love and go to Italy, and he just needs to read it.
Well,
get the immortal some mushrooms. Tell him.
I don't know about putting that dude on mushrooms.
No. Put him in it. Have a micro dose.
Oh, okay.
Don't you just get? Hey, immortal, take all of these. No.
I mean, that dude's probably tried every drug across time.
Yeah, because if none of them can kill them, why not? Yeah.
He was getting Coca-Cola with cocaine in it.
He was getting the effect. He was drinking the original Four Loko.
Yeah, yeah.
He was taking that to the face.
I miss all the OG Four Loko. Speaking of Eat, Pray, Love, we'll talk more about all the books in a bit. But Mark decides he can't go back to space. He has to stay on Earth for his mom, Oliver, and Amber. I mean, seriously, the dude, he's had to go to space a lot.
I know.
He's supposed to stick around.
His bone density's going down.
I want to know what his passport looked like. He keep going to space.
No. That is true. Astronauts have to go through customs when they come back from space.
Really?
Yeah.
In case they put any space rocks.
Because you left the country and you're coming back in. And you could have shoved stuff up your ass.
I never knew. I'm dead ass serious.
They have to go through customs. And when they return, side note, when they returned from Apollo 11, right, they had to fill out, we brought back moon rocks. We brought back.
Yeah, no, okay. You got that shit. Yeah, we brought back moon rocks. We brought back dirt. We brought back this species.
Alien eggs.
We brought back a symbiote.
They probably did, and the government isn't telling
us. We brought back Elvis. Was Elvis dead in 69? I forget when he died. I don't know. No, he was still alive in 69. Because
he was still alive today.
He was still alive. He just wasn't looking good.
I did love this moment when Mark's like, I'm not going back to space. Do we have to fight now? But Alan was really cool about it.
Alan's always cool. No one ever gives Alan the benefit of the doubt. Every time he comes to Earth, people start fighting him, and he's like, wait, I'm Seth
doing my job.
First of all,
I just want to smoke weed and eat burgers.
You see a big, thick-ass alien one eye that comes down here telling us, hey, so I need to just talk to you. We're going to fight. I don't
know. I would choose the Doctor Who approach and try and talk to them every time first. I've watched too much Doctor Who to think that every alien is evil. So if you're watching this, aliens, I'm on your side.
Stop sucking up to our alien over.
Man, stop kissing up to them like, hey, aliens, listen.
I will fight you aliens till the day I die.
Gina has told us the aliens, A, she's like, listen, I'm on your side, and B, you know her vulnerability is her butthole. Yeah, so y'all found that out.
I can take several baguettes to the rear, okay? You cannot stop me.
I mean, we might be lying to mislead them, though. Maybe Brandon's the one with the weak butthole.
Maybe. Poor Evan.
On a special edition of The Break Hole, we test how strong his brain is.
Break Hole. Oh, my
break
God. So, Alan's cool with Mark not coming back to space to visit the Coalition because Mark offers up the books, which Alan's able to scan in a very efficient manner, plus alien technology.
Yeah.
And he's going to show those to Thetis. Mark does say that when it's time to fight, he will be there, and Alan flies off, which
said,
I think is really
You said Thetis right, but Alan wrong that
I
time.
I know.
I don't know. How did you get...
Alan kind of looks like Alien.
It does, if you don't see
it. Spell it. They don't spell it like Alan Alda.
He is
you know
Alan
I mean?
The Alien.
Yeah, I know.
That was somebody who was just like, what are we going to name him? Name is Alan. Yeah. Just keep moving.
We get a whirlwind of an ending scenes, mostly lethargic, but recovered Nolan is yelled at by General Krieg in a secret Viltrumite prison. Russ Livingston's got that sequit in him and becomes the hive mind host once again. And Angstrom Levy, he gets a new suit and hits the town to visit an old friend. Could it be that he's finally back in our universe? I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie, that looks so disturbing.
See in the back of that suit. I forgot how weird his head looked. I was
seeing the back of that suit jacket on that brain.
Yeah.
You're like,
I forgot how weird that brain
looked. I mean, that's why I had to go to the forearm planet, right? Or the forearm dimension, because it was like, they won't think this is weird. They got four arms.
Also, poor Russ just cleaned up his living room, and then he was grossed out, and it was truly a Stranger Things moment where he coughed up that alien. And you know he had a split second where he was like, motherfucker.
This and is, like, and this, I blame the GDA for this. Like, you're supposed to inspect to make sure there was.
Yeah, they clearly didn't do it.
Are we sure that they didn't? Maybe they wanted this to happen to see what would happen.
Because we did get the reveal last episode that the GDA like knew he was an alien, which he knew he was a Martian, and they were letting him pretend to be a human. Which that was a relief that like they're not that stupid, right? But the fact that like he was there was still something inside of him. Maybe it was like a spore. I don't know the life cycle of a sequid.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a tiny spore they couldn't see and it grew into a sequid and then came out.
Okay, so here's something we need to talk about that's disappointing. That Russ's apartment, especially by the sink, don't have a garbage disposal. Mm. Because the moment I saw that shit swimming, I'd have hit that switch. I'd have hit that switch so fast.
Yeah.
You just saw like, I'm not finna stare. What is it?
Yeah, nope. You don't know if a fork is in there. You could really mess up your garbage.
Yeah,
damn that. I'll deal with that later with my landlord.
Also, I would be worried like if it's not dead and it makes its way into the sewers, then it's just, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be
brother,
bad.
Hey, brother, them to me. I've been through this before. I've been through this already. I ain't got to deal with this again. No.
Well, let's hop to our first question after this episode. This series is seemingly setting up multiple threats, right? We got the Viltrumites, the Sequids, and Angstrom Levy. Who do you think is going to be the big bad for the back half of the season? We only got two episodes left now.
Yeah. I think if there were more episodes left, I would say we're going to get to like the big Viltrumite fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not
I think it's too few.
Yeah.
They've got to pay off Angstrom Levy. He's had nothing to do. He's like, either they're gonna pay him off or he's gonna like show up and he's gonna be like, finally, I have my revenge. Mm-hmm. And then he's gonna get a bullet to the brain or something and like go down immediately.
Yeah. But there's gotta be a bullet to the brains.
Yeah.
That's
or just the stem, maybe.
Well, he's not the only Angstrom Levy left, but most Angstrom Levys.
The majority are gone. I think the majority are gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone who was in his little council of Angstroms is dead. But there's infinite multiverses, blah, 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 blah.
I think he becomes the big bad for one reason, and it ties into his Nolan's books, which we'll talk about in a second. He knows about a certain weapon.
Oh, because in that one
universe.
When we started this season, and that universe, they were developing that,
that Nolan Ray weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, that
was
in the very first episode. So it's like we're getting things back. Everything is coming full circle again. Mm-hmm. But I agree with Gina. Like, we only got two episodes left. So the sequids are like going to be a thing no matter what. I don't think we don't know how they duplicate or how they repopulate.
Yeah.
It's only one.
Yeah.
It's only one.
Yeah.
And I wonder if because it is a hive mind, what's the
range of
Bluetooth?
Yeah. Like if he's like, you guys let me on Earth.
Yeah.
Please come in.
Yeah. What if like if things in a way didn't block the signal and everything? Right. Like, what if he put some aluminum foil over him? Does it not work anymore?
Yeah.
So yeah,
put him in a parking garage. He can't send a signal.
Yeah, but the Viltrumites ain't gonna be till season three. That's for sure.
Or maybe that Sequid is like, finally, I'm free from the hive mind, and it's just gonna like chill. Like he's gonna open a bank account. He's gonna like go to the movies.
This is great. I like it.
So that Sequid is like Shapesmith
from all my cousins. Yeah, he's the new Shapesmith.
He's like
maybe the immortal and Sequid Russ Livingston. They go to Bermuda together.
Oh, like I would watch that buddy cop comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Sequid. I'm getting too old for this shit.
And tomorrow's like, I'm just so depressed.
You don't know about old. I'm 1800 years old and I'm lonely. You're like, what?
And then they kiss.
What if we kiss? What if we kissed in Bermuda? I can't do that every show. I think by the end of this season, it'll be like Mark maybe arriving at that Viltrumite prison to get his dad out. I don't know, he's got to get back in space though. He doesn't want to go to space now.
Or, okay, maybe he don't. Maybe he doesn't arrive. Maybe Alan and Nolan come to Earth.
Oh, okay. Like Alan and Thetis go break out.
They break out Nolan. And
I think Mark and Amber are going to break up and then he's going to be like, screw it.
And he's going to bone Eve. I think he's going to bone Eve.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have sex with Eve and she's going to make beds in the sky, which is going to be amazing. Go, can you, Brandon, think about it.
That's
in
the sky?
I think it would take too much concentration to maintain it, though, right?
She has a whole house that has stayed there every time.
How does the house work?
Well, she can manipulate inorganic matter.
Yeah. That was like she formed it and it has physical being. But if she's just creating a bed out of thin air with her pink stuff.
Which means she is women hear her roar. Listen. Look, Mark, they're going to have floating sex.
Yeah.
Okay? They both fly. They both fly, so they really don't need a bed.
Right.
It's just going to be romantic on the cloud.
Romantic in the
cloud. They're going to get bugs in their teeth.
Yeah, you will get a lot. There's a lot of bugs in the upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
But who is the biggest threat? Is, like, Angstrom Levy
It's got to be Angstrom Levy. It's got to be Angstrom Levy.
I think it's going to be Angstrom.
Because when you got that much mind control and that much mental capacity, you're dangerous.
Right.
Also, we've just seen, like, he's going through multiple worlds, which means, like, he's seen all of those worlds before, and he's not even blinking, which means he's, like, seen some crap.
Yeah.
He's gone to, I bet he's, like, gone to each world and sort of gotten all the intel and all the weaponry and all the know-how that he needs. And
but he's
like,
also, like,
ready.
I don't want to use the word crazy, but all those consciousness got merged into one, and he's obsessed with Invincible. Like, that was, like, the ending after that explosion. He was like, I gotta get Invincible! And even the Maulers were like, this guy is a cuckoo.
I miss the Maulers. I want to see
them
again.
They'll be back.
The Maulers is a big threat. The Maulers is trying to break into some stuff, create a spare twin just in case.
They need therapy.
They should go into acting. That would be, like, they could, that would, if you, like, babies that act when there's two of them, it's great. If you have two twin adults, you could do so many movies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, then you get Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about the Space Rider / Space Racer, we wanted to thank today's sponsor, like Mando. Do you want to smell like a Zero? And just to be clear, Zero is good. In a clinical study, men who showered with soap and used Mando whole body deodorant on their armpits had an odor score of 0 out of 10 after 12 hours. That means no odor. Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit score of 8 out of 10 after 12 hours. That's a lot more odor.
Men, you stink.
Men would rather stink than go to therapy. Invincible's always out there squashing bad guys. He could probably use some Mando when he sees Amber, you know? That might help their relationship.
What if he sprays some cologne when he come back in? Like, all right, it'll smell like a little bit of outside. They be gone fresh.
You think he got that Thraxin cologne? You know that's, like, heavy on the pheromones.
Well, yeah.
Insects love pheromones. Mando is clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours wherever you stink. We've been sticking to armpits, but it works on your feet, your nethers, anywhere you want to smell better. Make the switch to Mando whole body deodorant and smell like a Zero every day. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, plus free shipping as a special offer for our audience. New customers get $5 off Mando Starter Pack with code BREAKROOM at shopmando.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit shopmando.com and use code BREAKROOM. Again, that's shopmando.com, code BREAKROOM. Guess what, folks? Easter is right around the corner, and the only thing better than Easter eggs are Easter eggs filled with jelly beans, which you can grab from our sponsor, Jelly Bean Planet. They've got so many different containers, like the 8-ounce triangular box, the Papa Bean that Jay has right there, as well as the big jars you've seen on the break room before that we are working our way through, because we love eating jelly beans, especially Jelly Bean Planet jelly beans. They have natural flavors, plant-based colors, no GMO, no gelatin, no gluten, no palm oil. Go to our exclusive link below and use code 15NWROCKSTAR to get 15% off a 42.5-ounce jar of jelly beans from Jelly Bean Planet today.
I hear Jelly Bean Planet is the next planet that the Viltrumites are going to destroy.
He did write about him in one of his books. He was like, we visited the Jelly Bean Planet and they stuck baguettes up my ass and I died. I'm telling you.
The baguettes were fruity flavored. One tasted like fruit punch. You ever had a fruit punch taste come out your ass to your mouth?
And of course, we want to remind you to check out nerdriot.shop. Grabbing some merch is the best way to support the channel, and there's tons of great designs over at nerdriot.shop. And keep an eye out for some break room merch soon. Jay's wearing a little hat that looks like it could be break room merch. Check it all out at nerdriot.shop. All right, let's talk about our next question after coming out of this episode. Who is Space Rider / Space Racer, and what are the Ragnars?
I think Space Rider is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. They bring him in Nick Cage for this.
John Hamm. John Hamm.
Yeah, they'll probably pull a celebrity voice for Space Rider / Space
Racer.
Yeah,
you're right. John Hamm is actually a pretty good guest because he does a lot of voices.
I want John Hamm for everything, if y'all never noticed. Who should be Dr. Doom? John Hamm. Who's the voice of Space Rider? John Hamm.
Jay knows one actor and is refuses to learn anyone.
John Hamm. Ever since I watched him in Tag, I've been I don't give a damn about Mad Men. It was him in Tag. When he hit Jay Dub and was like, surprise, motherfucker. I was like, I'm a fan. I'm instantly a fan.
Instantly a fan.
That's incredible.
That's a good pull, Jay. That is a very good pull.
Yeah.
So Art gives Mark the books, right? Mm-hmm. Which, did Art take the books from the sidewalk?
No.
I know what Art said. But that box
looked like that same box that was on the side.
Art doesn't lie.
You
Art lies all the time.
He lies all the time. He has to.
Yeah.
He says that suit looks great on you.
He has to.
He said it would only. He said it would be 4 days, but he's lying.
He also lied to Nolan about reading the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he's the constant liar. So the first book that Mark looks through is The Man with the Invincible Gun, which Evan messed up at the end of last season, calling it The Man with the Invisible Gun. Leave Evan alone. Why did you rehash this?
Because I think The Man with the Invisible Gun is cooler than The Invincible Gun.
And they're gonna tear your ass up in this comment.
What a comment.
If it's just invisible, they could break it.
But imagine just someone like holding the gun. It's totally invisible.
At every improv scene we have.
Yeah, and then you set the gun down and you're like, oh, fuck.
This is why I don't like improv.
I sat on it and it shot me in the ass.
Hey, leave a comment in the chat to say which you think is cooler, Invisible Gun or Invincible Gun.
But don't be mean to Evan.
Don't be mean.
Leave Evan alone.
Yeah,
Evan is a good person. We love Evan here. Evan makes just small mistakes. Yeah. They add up, but they're small mistakes.
I called Alan Alien, okay?
I mean, neither one of you could pronounce Thetis.
Thetis. I can nail it every time now.
Now Thetis. You can do it. Yep, you got that A-E like a math symbol, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, The Man with the Invincible Gun is about a character known as Space Rider, who Alan clarifies is a real dude, maybe. They've all heard the stories, but no one's ever met him. Space Racer.
Yeah, okay. Nolan changed it slightly so he couldn't be sued.
Yeah, clever.
Yeah, it was like well, that damn
when
IP.
When you're on a TV show and they're like, is this based on a real person? And you're like, no. And then they're like, let's add an S to their last name and make it Steve Martin.
Miguel Jacksones.
Jesus.
So Space Rider, he wields the Infinity Ray, which can emit an unstoppable energy wave. You don't know who it is.
No one can sue.
He's the famous.
Shoot me hit by his smooth.
Burglar.
Criminal.
Smooth Crimina. Burglar.
Criminal. Not even low.
Oh.
Criminal.
Criminal. So the gun emits an unstoppable energy wave that could destroy anything in its path. And we see it like blow up a sun.
Yeah.
It's the null ray.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
Doesn't that mean it still keeps
going?
Yeah,
does it keep going?
I mean, there's a beam of ray somewhere right now just still flying.
I guess if you...
Listen, I'm ready for it. Take us, ray beam.
Oh, beam of destruction, take me now.
Hold fast!
Please.
Wait, don't you take nothing till at least May 12th. Let me get through my Netflix is a joke show happening Saturday, May 11th at the Westside Comedy Theater. Then you take me on the...
Take us now.
No, take me on the 12th. Matter of fact, let me get through the after party at the festival. Take me on the 13th, Jesus.
Yeah.
Take him 30 seconds before the Netflix is a joke show.
Hey, how's everybody? Do we have anyone here from Sacramento?
Are there any Viltrumites in the building?
Let me see that mustaches.
Hey, pull on your beards, fellas.
I still love that
movie so much. I did love that Alan said that the
you're a Viltrumite.
I love that Alan said to the Eternal, he goes, your beard is stupid because you have left out the best part.
Of I think if the ray destroys the sun, it creates a black hole. It sucks the ray.
Sucks it all in, yeah.
The second book that Mark flips through and finds immediately what he needs to know right away is Savage Planet.
He landed on the pages.
They're long books.
Let me just read right in the middle.
So he knew to skip to the middle, I guess.
Yeah,
this is my exposition.
Yeah.
In that book, Savage Planet, Savage Beast, it details the exploration of a new planet with super dense gravity and its inhabitants, Ragnars, that have adapted to this heavy gravity, making them seemingly stronger than Viltrumites. They're able to do a lot of damage. So that's a lot of information,
Krypton.
Right? That can help.
It's a Krypton type thing. Think about it. Yeah, that's why Superman can fly and jump.
Yeah.
On Earth.
But also, what's the end game with these Ragnars? Are you gonna trap them and then release them on Viltrum?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you capture them?
Because they were like, it didn't seem like you could reason with them. Like, it doesn't seem like it could be like, hey, if I give you $100, will you take your family to Viltrum? And
well, to be fair, the Ragnars could have been trying to like shake their hands. You know, they're like, oh, hello.
He decapitated a chick as soon as she got on the planet, bro.
All they know is that planet. And they assume everyone is that strong. And so when they're like, hey, I'm sorry.
They're trying to help. No, they're all Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Yes. They just want to pet the Viltrumites. They don't know their own strength.
Oh, damn it.
So in the comics, in the Invincible comics, Nolan and Alan... In the Invincible comics, Nolan and Alan find Space Racer in the same spot that Nolan left him to die. They fight. It becomes a whole thing. Eventually, Space Racer teams up with them and captures the Ragnars to use against the Viltrumites. Do you think we could see either of these like Viltrumite weaknesses this season? Like, will we get to meeting Space Racer by the end of these next two episodes? Or is that like... kind of
I think we'll meet Space Racer. Okay. I think the fact that they brought him up now, we'll meet him in the finale. In the finale, it'll be some famous voice.
Yeah, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
yeah, and he'll just be like, yeah, point me at those Viltrumites.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, it's two episodes left, right? The Lizard League was just a little side point.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so King Lizard's dead. What do I have to live for anymore?
The Immortals.
I love that he tried to stop him, too. He was like, no, please.
I don't think you should. Damn, that shot him. Yeah. So then you get like the Immortal gone off doing whatever he does. So I think these two episodes, they can, it's going to be about an hour each almost.
Okay.
And they can expound on everything to see everything.
Okay.
But how do you catch a Ragnar? This is what I think you do. You go and get them what's called a Chicago deep dish pizza. Say, listen, this is going to change your life. Look, don't take off
my arm. What if they're like, yeah, it's too much dough.
Shut your face. Now. You see, this is how this is how you end everything.
How do you solve a problem with a Ragnar? How do you catch a Ragnar on the sand?
Give him pizza.
Give him pizza. Do you think it's convenient that someone has an invincible gun? Who built this invincible gun?
Oh, I love it. Here's the thing. It is very invincible. To have a plot device that's like, here's the thing that, but what will end up happening is like, they'll get it and they'll be like, finally, and then they'll shoot at Viltrum and it'll just be like, bleh.
It'll be like,
and they'll be like, did you forget to charge the invincible gun? It'll be something clever like that.
Remember Iron Man 2? Remember I'm about to fire the Widowmaker?
Oh, right.
And then it just went.
Yeah.
The hammer tech.
The invincible gun was made by hammer
tech. Yeah.
This comic and by design, like the show, you know, it takes a lot of tropes we normally see in like comic stories and does like to put a little twist on them every now and then. So yeah, there could be some strange twist with this plot device of the weapon.
Maybe the weapon was a thing that could take out Viltrumites at one point, even though there's not a lot of them left. Maybe they've evolved a little bit. Because that's their whole thing about... Their thing is about evolving too, being stronger and stronger each generation. So maybe something has changed for them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they read Nolan's books. And they were like, this motherfucker's giving away all the secrets.
Or maybe they read it. Well, maybe some Viltrumites are so dumb, they was like, oh my God, check out this story. Remember that? Don't this shit sound like... Don't this sound like... Oh my God.
But the name's different. It can't be based
on... It can't be based
it's
on real...
Space Rider, Space Racer.
It's totally a different story.
Nolan would...
This is invisible.
Also, Nolan has a last name, Grayson. This isn't the same dude.
This isn't the same dude. I think we'll probably meet Space Racer. That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I think you'll meet the team.
Yeah, the four of the team.
Yeah, you'll meet the potential team.
They'll break Nolan out, and they'll be like, should Nolan get broken out? Is he redeemed?
Well, you got to remember, he got to heal up, according to Craig.
He seems pretty
healed. Craig said he got to heal. He's like, yo, I need you.
No, I think he was saying that to explain why he's still alive.
Right.
Because they took him months ago.
Yeah.
And so I think they were like, well, why are we? And that's their like, just have a line in there about how.
We only kill a strong, but they did. Yeah. There was kind of a throwaway of like, you have a chance to like redeem yourself.
If you join
up. Yeah. But I think that they had to physically heal his body first.
I don't know. It is a little convenient. Just kill
him. I don't know. They have that in Princess Bride where he's like, if you're planning on torturing me, why bother cleaning me up? Because he wants you healthy before you're broken.
That's true.
Okay.
And they have due process. You got to respect that about the Viltrumites.
Nolan's only got a public defender. It's taken a long time for him to...
Can you imagine the Viltrumite PD? This is my first day, guys. So, what's your name? Nolan. You're my eighth of the day.
Nolan, do you have a tie? You want my tie?
You're the eighth of the day,
Nolan. I'm going to plead you down to maiming instead of execution. Is that okay? We're going to chop off your arm. Listen, that's the best I can do for
you. They've got a Viltrumite Singapore cane, and they're going to just cane you.
Oh, I don't want no Viltrumite caning. Oof.
Can you imagine? They're going to strap you up like LeVar Burton and Roots.
Oh, no.
Now everyone is sad.
Oh, no.
Oh, we went sad with the caning.
Let's talk about these robots, okay? So First of all, what's going to happen with, like, Rex? Do you think Rex Splode is going to heal up enough to be able to use his powers?
Yeah, he still has one hand.
I was just about to ask.
Make his lighty stuff.
Is it only in one hand? Because that's what people worry about.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about, like, this kind of world is, like, it's not like The Boys where everyone gets Compound V and that's how their powers work, right? Mm-hmm. We learned that Duplicate was, like, cursed.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that's how her powers come
from. This is so amazing curses.
Has, like, her own magical thing. Yeah. And Rex Splode, much like Adam Eve, was kind of, like, lab created. Mm-hmm. Where it wasn't, like, a natural, this person was born with powers. Mm. It was, like, Rex Splode was taken, he was experimented on, and, like,
that's
how he developed his powers. So, we don't know if it's, like, it doesn't have, can he charge something up with his mouth? Can he hold it to his forehead? You know, like, does it have to come from the hand?
I am a mature adult. I think I am a mature adult.
Are you, Jay?
Can he charge up with his wiener?
Yeah, can he touch his wiener to something and be like, powers manifest?
Well, if you notice, he only has his little disc on his left side. So every time he only throws his
finger. Oh, you think it's a hand? Oh, I think about that. Which hand?
He only does it on the left. I'm not sure.
But usually you put a weapon on the opposite side of your dominant hand.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
I have to go back and look at all the footage to see if he's used both. Because
I know, yeah.
Because it's much harder to be like, get my little.
You got a T-Rex on him?
I don't know. Because it's kind of like a quarter dispenser. So
yeah, it's like it's like a washer dispenser that he just.
It's like giving change.
I got my exploding balls in my fanny pack.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, by the way, they got a lot of washers for them. They're just like, hey, man, somebody the whole job is just keep making washers.
Right.
Well, I think they're on both sides, but I can't tell if he's trying to, like,
use
pull
both
from one hand.
I would assume that, like, part of his body could create the,
if it's
like,
one hand,
power.
it has to be both hands. Right. Like, it's probably just, like, harder because he's like, well, now I got to learn to.
We were talking before the show started that, you know, when we saw Rex get shot through the head and then Liv. There was a sneaky suspicion, is Rex like a robot? One of these like bots?
No, he's not. He's just like certain superpowers are just stronger.
And makes the person.
Plus it definitely like shot him from the side, which we know even non-superpowered people have been shot in the head and survived.
Yeah.
So I think he just like, I think he's done some serious damage. But,
right.
But his little Better Homes and Gardens magazines are going to make him all better.
Yeah.
What if whatever Cecil does is something like connects his nervous system to like a prosthetic hand?
Yeah,
that
I
can
would imagine they
up.
Have the technology to get.
I mean,
like,
if they have the technology to rebuild an entire what's-his-butt...
Donald Ferguson.
If they can rebuild an entire Donald and have blood and sinew over it, I think it's going to look like a regular hand.
And work the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Donald takes Rick back to college, upstate U. I don't know why. I would not let Donald be on his own right now. He's in a fragile state.
You just took another robot.
I think that whole
Rick
organization
is full human. I'm suspicious that Rick is a robot.
No, that's not the regular Rick at all.
There's no way he like there were. I mean, there's no way. Just like the fact that he was like, there's gaps. Am I still me?
Right.
I don't know. It's setting some stuff up.
That did feel like if they are transferring brains to robots.
Yeah.
Bodies, like
also,
his
brain was already like quite messed up.
Because he had when D.A. Sinclair was like making those cyborgs, it involved like a mask thing that was on their head.
But I don't know
cutting off limbs.
I don't know why they would bother. Like it makes sense with Donald.
That's another question.
Makes sense with Donald, but why are they bothering? And also, like if I had just gone through that and I came back to that annoying boyfriend and he was like, "I'll take care of you," I would be like, "Listen. I just like got turned into a cyborg man and lost half my brain. I'm gonna date around."
Okay, here's the crazy thing. What if, hear me out, ladies and gentlemen, hear me out.
I'll hear you out on this one,
okay.
And only this one, Jack.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate you. What if this Rick is a whole new person mentally? He's like, I don't know you, dude.
Everything's changed,
it's
right?
It's changed, like, bro, I'm not into this.
Also, they barely knew each other, didn't they? They like met and hung out one time.
And had sex on a beach or something like that?
Was visiting college.
Yeah, it was one time.
One time. Cut that robot loose.
So what if it was just like, this was a college thing? Dude, I gotta go.
Also, like, you go through that experience, and they're like, now you gotta go back to college. And like, I don't want to go to college.
No, maybe...
Can I go to Bermuda with the immortal, please?
He probably wants to, like, pretend he's normal. He wants to get at that cereal bar.
Also, did Cecil them have the school figure out what happened? Because everyone saw the robots, right?
Right.
They didn't know that one was actually Rick.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
So you probably got to you need to, people are probably like, yo, we haven't seen Rick in a while.
Is Rick on academic probation?
I bet Rick is a sleeper agent. I bet Rick is like a sleeper agent to be there and to watch and also to be like, to be in case you know, I mean, you've got Invincible on campus. So yeah. They were probably like, well, what if this kid goes evil like his dad? Let's put a sleeper agent in there that can report back to us everything. And if we need him to activate his robot body and have him detain.
Oh, it's all of a sudden his skin peels off. And then like,
he's got like
a jab the metal arm. Detained.
He's like kill cannon. He can like make destructive guns with his arms.
You think
Cecil still doesn't fully trust Mark?
No. I don't think he will ever. After like Omni-Man, like...
Also, Cecil has every avenue covered. That's why I think that babysitter is still like
Mark
Cecil.
Is in like year 18 or 19 of 5,000. So it's like this dude could change.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of growing left to do.
One bad breakup could make him go crazy.
We saw what happened in the movie Joker, right? And he didn't even get the girl.
Preach. If I see Mark dancing down the stairs, put a bullet in his head. That's all I'm saying.
Because remember when he had to fight, when he fought the underwater creature and the sonics hurt him. So Cecil took record of that.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So Cecil is figuring out, because again, I agree, just how Nolan was. He was like, yo, what if Mark is the same? But Mark has, for all intents and purposes, shown he's not his dad.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, Cecil trusted his dad, and I don't think he's ever going to do that again. I think he's seen some crap. He's a grizzled old Walton Goggins man, and he's...
Who's my spirit animal, by the way?
Walton Goggins? Hell yeah.
Walton Goggins.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Walton Goggins, you're a black man's spirit animal. He already is skeptical about the Guardians of the Globe that he has. You know he really don't believe in them. He every time he calls in the garden, he's like, look, Eve, please, God. Eve, please.
Please, Jordan. Yeah,
I mean,
need
also
you.
Understandable compared to the Guardians of the Globe that we saw that was killed immediately by Nolan. That was like a team. That was a team of heroes. This team was like, they're hooking up with each other. It's like the real world cast if they were like heroes. Like, so he just wants to get back to like having a guard. Yeah. One of those heroes was like Wonder Woman. Another one was Batman.
Well, a few of them too are like fresh off Teen Team.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, he was I guess that was considered the evolution though. Like that was the next, that was the graduation step.
Yeah, but they weren't there yet.
True.
I wonder if, you know, the GDA kind of operation paperclipping D.A. Sinclair into their ranks, right? Taking a villain and being like, you're going to work for us now. You're going to make cyborgs for us. We know that he made a cyborg army, right, to try and fight Nolan. Didn't work. But, like, maybe the long con here is, like, I'm going to build robots that have powers, and I don't have to deal with people anymore. Yeah. And I'll just have, like, controllable... robotic-powered individual.
What if Cecil himself is a robot? If he knows...
Cecil's a robot.
Because, again, he's so old, right? He knows, again, Cecil is human for the most part. So he knows, I won't be around. But I'm
his body's...
But my body can stay around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we can forget about that part.
I would make myself cuter if I was...
The scar's adorable.
Same with Donald. Like, if I was Donald, I would be like, you guys couldn't have...
Thanks for putting the paunch on my body.
Giving me, like, a 12-pack. You couldn't have put me in a robot body anyway.
You couldn't have put me in robot Spanx?
I still need glasses? What the fuck is going
on? My vision is still terrible as a robot?
They're like, don't worry, Donald. We made sure to put the prostate cancer back inside of you. It's like, come on. Come on.
Donald, we still gave you the bitch tits. He's like, I've been in the GDA gym.
No matter how much work you do, you can never change your body shape. It's synthetic. Oh, no. Oh,
that would actually be kind of freeing.
That would be freeing. That would be. I can't get any worse, so I can't get any
better. Yeah, exactly.
Even Steven.
So now you got Donald going to a bar just like ordering everything.
Yeah.
He's at a pub ordering everything because now he knows his body, for the most part, won't change.
If you were given a robot body, would you request that, like, please make it so I don't have to eat anymore?
No, I would say please make it so I can eat whatever I want.
Mm. Do you have to shit?
Yeah,
can you make it like fully efficient?
It comes out in cubes, though.
Oh, yeah, it comes out as like a solid, dry cube.
What are y'all, rabbits?
That would be great.
Yeah, you can just put it in a bag. You don't
what
need
if it's like we've perfected your digestive system? You can eat whatever you want and never have like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ham on a plate of nachos.
I mean, you could drink all the smoothies at Disneyland.
That's right.
You want
I can drink 2 gallons of milk.
Oh, my God. That means you can eat all the Taco Bell
whenever
you want.
And just metal cubes drop out.
Metal? Now they're metal? That's going to tear up
your robot. Hole. You got a robot ass.
You got a robot anus. You good.
No, it's still food coming out.
You're synthetic, so stretch it.
Make it come out in pellets.
You're a rabbit. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what the best part about this is, ladies and gentlemen. Keep camera for a second, please. Evan, our producer, who helps us with this show, you know, he was like, I mean, he tries to take notes of what to take out. We've made it damn near impossible.
He's on page 6 already.
We've made it impossible for him to take out anything in this episode.
And Evan's going to be like, I think we should not do this show anymore. You know what? No particular reason.
No reason. Okay, folks, as we do here on the after show for every episode of Invincible, we're going to discuss who we think was the most emotionally invincible character this episode, and that's tough.
I have the right answer, okay, as I always do.
Okay.
Rexplode, man, that dude got shot in the head, and then was like, all right, I'm gonna kick this guy's ass, and then recovered and was like, I'm gonna read magazines delivered to me by my ex.
And you know, his revelation that, like, hey, I've treated every woman in my life poorly, and
that's what happens when you almost die.
He'll be back to normal in like 6 months.
I'm retiring my Rexplode voice until he's an asshole again. And once he's an asshole again, I will bring it back.
I just want y'all to know, Gina is a secret supervillain. I just want y'all to know.
I don't think it's a secret at all.
No, I'm talking about the level of supervillainy, okay? Like, we know, oh, she's evil a little bit, but no, she...
So you think Rexplode most
emotionally... Yeah, that he took a bullet to the head, he was all jacked up, he was spurting blood, and he was still cracking jokes, okay, and that's a good guy.
I'll tell you who it is, easy.
Okay.
Art the Taylor.
Okay, I hear you.
Art, like, hey, bro, listen, you got a problem with your girl, it's gonna say, look, also, read your daddy's book. Look, do what you got, look, also, why you talking to me? Talk to her!
Yeah, man, he's his only... Father figure.
It's true. He needs a father.
But no, but he got that part. Art got that part. But he was like, at the same time, what you're saying to me, say to her. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say Amber Eve because both of them going through things and talking to each other. Amber said, even sitting there talking to Amber while she got feelings for her man. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know. I mean, that's very latent. She's good friends with Amber, and she's trying to be helpful.
And yeah, she cried a little bit seeing Rex like that.
And I think, Eve's kind of, even the previous episode when Rex gave had his best moment ever when he went to Eve's room and was like, hey, you're okay. Like, it's tough being a hero. You're doing more good than bad. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, we all make mistakes, right?
And you got Debbie.
And seeing him get hurt, like, has brought feelings back for Eve.
Because she cried.
Yeah. That was her only boyfriend, basically.
Yeah. Debbie out here like, yo, I gotta, look, I'm keeping this baby.
Right.
You know, she now all of a sudden she loves the baby.
Well, it's hard not to love a cute little baby.
Yeah, he's
like
purple.
That. Yeah.
I said Debbie last episode, and you guys jumped out.
No, I'm not. I said it's not Debbie. It's not Debbie because she got to deal with all. Yeah. She's trying Debbie's to raise nice. A new baby. She's raising her husband's side baby while dealing with spy babysitters.
And I keep noticing this. They have not fixed the house across the street.
You notice that too? It's just stayed that way.
When you open the door, you can see it. When Paul dropped her off in the first episode, the second part, you could see it in the background. When they're talking to April, it's in the background of the thing. This manifestation of all of her destruction, Cecil will not fix this property across the street. What's going on?
It is so low priority for him.
Yes.
But you would think it's been what? So Mark was gone two months. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been like another week.
There's a lot of zoning issues, I assume.
No, BS.
Yeah, I don't think.
BS.
Because he bought that house. He had that house expired.
You gotta get permits to rebuild.
There's a bulldozer over there just sitting there. Just fix the property. The most emotionally invincible character of this episode is Alan the Alien. The man kissed death on the forehead and said, I'm going to be better for it. He's chill. When the immortal comes up and tries to start stuff, he's like, hey, I'm not here to fight you. Like, we're all going to be cool about this. When Mark takes him down to the planet, puts a sock on the door, and Alan's like, hey, you know, on my planet, this means stuff's about to go down.
Also, what
Mark
planet?
Says, same thing
he
here. Alan doesn't flinch. He's like, well, if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get...
He's about to get dicked down, and he was ready for it.
He thought, he was like, well, I got to take his invisible dick.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Do you think... I haven't seen my girlfriend. I don't know if he's talked to his girlfriend since.
No, he just went straight on his mission.
I don't know.
I think he hasn't.
Yeah, I think Alan the Alien was the most emotional.
And his testosterone level, is through the roof.
He's looking good.
He's jacked. Because even Mark was like,
can't sit on human dormant.
Sorry.
He exploded Mark's that bed. It was like, damn, yo, my bad, bro.
My bad. So sorry, bro. Well, that's it for us today. In a perfectly clean and perfectly executed episode of the Break Room After Show, we want to thank you for tuning in today. And make sure to subscribe to the Break Room channel on YouTube and give us a follow on Twitch, where we do these videos live. Jay, would you like to plug your social?
Sure, Mr. Jay Washington, M-R-J-A-Y. You should know how to spell Washington. Y'all watch these. 6,000 of y'all to 10,000 of y'all at bare minimum watch these.
Bare minimum.
Bare minimum, which means there could be over hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Follow me, all of y'all. You ain't even got to respond to nothing. Just follow. Just follow.
Give me a follow.
M-R-J-A-Y Washington. Just go, man, all right, so I can shut him up. Yeah. Boom. And then next thing you know, I'm over 20,000. I'm like, look at y'all being God's good servants.
Be nice. Be nice. You can also follow at RakeRoomNR on Instagram, Twitter, X, and Threads. Latest Gators, we'll catch you next time. Adios.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Break Room live streams at BreakRoomNR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube.